A new report warns Australians living in regional and lower income communities are being hit hardest by the country's growing obesity crisis, deepening social and economic inequality between the city and the country. The findings show those facing disadvantage often have less access to healthcare, healthy food, and prevention services, raising concerns the issue is entrenching long-term health and economic gaps across Australia. To hear more about the report, I spoke to Menzies Research Centre Executive Director David Hughes.
Sure. Well, starting with Australia as a whole, we have higher rates of obesity than the average across the developed world. But if we look at regional Australia, the rates are even higher, where we have around 70% or slightly over 70% of the population classified as either overweight or obese. Noting that the BMI measures that we use aren't very, very precise, but that really is a shocking statistic, where we're talking about 70% of Australians in regional areas being in that classification.
Those statistics, how does that reflect a broader social inequality, like access to healthy food and healthcare and prevention services?
People in the regions are disadvantaged for a number of reasons. They've got less access to health services and hospitals. Food choices are often limited as well. And of course, they're often in lower socioeconomic groups as well. So these effects compound, which is why we see higher rates of obesity in the regions. And of course, the difficulty there is, you know, if they are suffering from the flow-on downstream effects of obesity, be it diabetes or heart disease, there's less health services for them to rely on.
The report shows children in lower-income households are far more affected as well. What does that tell us about intergenerational disadvantage?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's difficult. I mean, there's some genetic factors at play, of course, as well, which makes some younger people more predisposed to being overweight and obese. But if we have children that are in that classification range, you know, as childs, they're more likely to go on and be overweight or obese as adults. And Australia, as I said, we've got one of the highest rates of adult obesity in the world, in the developed world. It's certainly the case for childhood obesity as well. And childhood obesity has been increasing. So despite all of our record levels of health spending across the country, this is one measure, and one very, very important measure, where we've actually been going backwards.
And what are the social and economic consequences for these regional communities when health outcomes are consistently worse?
Huge considerations here when we have such high rates of obesity. I'll give you a few examples. Early retirement is more likely if you're overweight or obese. More hospital spending across the economy is more likely if somebody is overweight or obese because of the secondary conditions, the downstream conditions that they can develop. We see lower productivity, absenteeism, and of course the social consequences are premature death and broader care burdens as well.
The report calls for a coordinated national approach. What does that actually look like in practice, especially when we're talking about structural disadvantage? It's not a kind of one-size-fits-all policy. There's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. It's somewhat of a bipartisan report prepared by two organisations in collaboration. One of the areas that we identified was a lack of national coordination, which is one of the reasons that this issue is often ignored or swept aside. We have three levels of government in Australia, as you know, and they're often quick to blame another tier of government or say this isn't our responsibility. And for obesity prevention, it's meant it hasn't been a core focus for our government. So what we recommend is some type of national coordination mechanism for which all the tiers of government are accountable towards to get better outcomes, particularly in our region. I think that's one of the recommendations that will provide the most benefit for our regions.
David Hughes from the Menzies Research Centre, ending that story.